class and culture blossoms once more at the Burnite Center Theater by way of William Shakespeare's beautiful tragedy, Romeo and Juliet. Auditions for this most prestigious play were held earlier this month with eager acting majors vying for roles. Staff writer Juan Lopez reporting.
Auditions for Romeo and Juliet were held February 13 at the Burnite Center Theater. Students gathered to audition for roles in a play that will adopt the modernization of Romeo and Juliet. One such student is Beige Legova, an obstetrics and gynecology major who has also auditioned for other plays in the past. Legova felt this play was her way to rekindle her love for acting.
I used to have a passion for acting, and I thought that, you know, since this opportunity arose, I thought it would be a perfect way for me to get back into it, just, you know, for fun.
Though she would prefer the central role, Legova is willing to audition for other roles in the play.
In reality, I would probably fall for the dream of going for Juliet, but perspective-wise and schedule-wise, I'm choosing any minor role, probably Lady Capulet or if not the nurse.
Legova also said that her preparation for an audition is staying focused.
I just stay focused. I usually reread the lines as much as possible. I sometimes practice with my sister. And other than that, I practice in the mirror and then I just wake up again and I start reciting.
This is the first time the psychology major Anthony Alvarez is auditioning for a play.
Since this is my first time auditioning, I wouldn't mind having any part.
He chose to audition because
it's a big play and it's known and it's been advertised a lot, so you know, I was curious for it.
Alvarez said he had read over books and took classes in preparing for the audition. He mentioned that students should always have to prepare a 2-minute monologue. Undecided major Marisol Ramos heard about the play and thought it was a good idea that it's going to be modernized.
I think it's pretty cool that they're trying to make it more modern. Maybe more students can understand Romeo and Juliet, because what I've heard is that it's very complicated even by the type of language they use.
For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Juan Lopez reporting.